Good morning. This is the Tuesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. 434-1790 is the number you call. You can send a WhatsApp message to 266-4862, and hopefully we'll have conversation that will take us through until 2. John Stout is taking care of things technical. I'm Dennis Johnson, your host. We have our usual breaks for the regional roundup. We track the latest. We have network news from Flo, and we have the latest from Starcom Network News at 12:30. There are times when there is very little on the agenda, and there are times when there's so much on the agenda that you wonder if, you know, you'll get through any or all of them at all. The debate. The debate drama continues now with a search for hosts. First, we had the people who didn't want to debate. Now we don't have a host for the debates. This entire saga is not sure whether you should laugh or you should cry. But it shows a lack of, I don't know, organization in some of our organizations. And I'll leave that comment there. We have to deal with multiple issues, and we have to be able to deal with them simultaneously. We can't put some on the back burner and hope that by the time we get back to it, it's still in good condition. The governor of the central bank should deliver tomorrow an address on the state of our economy and the way forward for the final months of the year and indeed into next year. Hopefully those who attend the press conference will have the right type of questions that will give us the answers that would help us to chart our way forward in what is increasingly becoming difficult waters to chart. Looking at the global perspective with the continued reaction to COVID, more and more you see businesses scaling back. Places that thrived on tourism, for example, Las Vegas, selling off their, or trying to sell off some of their properties there because of fall off in visitor traffic. And more the travel industry coming under pressure. You see more countries taking tighter rein, becoming more closed, and we depend on traffic, travel, to drive our economy. So it's going to be interesting to hear what the governor of the central bank says, the questions he's asked, and the answers he will give. The other thing is the question of the cost of our energy. I see the Fair Trading Commission again putting out a notice about rates. The Barbados Light and Power have decided what they think their rates should be, and the public being asked about making comments. Thing is that very few people pay attention to rate hearings and rate settings because sometimes they have no idea where to pitch these arguments. They become concerned, however, when they see increases in their bills, and then they react. By then, the rates have been set, and it's too late. And that's why I made the comment about disorganization in our organizations. And I said I was going to leave it there. And I will. If I have to expand on it at some point, I will too. But this is your forum, and I wait to hear what's on your mind on this Tuesday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Sir David.
Nah, this one is Dennis.
Sir Dennis.
You're mixing up your D's. That's not a good thing to do.
Yeah, well, you know... It comes on us like a thief in the night.
So they're telling me.
Yeah. Now, I want to make some confirmation here, and then we want going to a discussion. Because you have the knowledge. You ain't going to tell me that you know my agenda, where you're coming from.
Me? I never say that until you pitch the ball.
Now,
I got one or two options when you bowling, depending on how far back you start. I could either come down the wicket to smother the spin,
right,
or I could wait until the ball pitch and turn.
So, now, recently, I spoke about education in St. George North. St. George, not really the North. You could recall last week you had a priest, or what we call a reverend, Llewellyn Armstrong.
Correct.
That call. Said he listened
from
to the
New
radio.
York.
And I hope that he come in, because he said he listens. When Llewellyn Armstrong was at St. Augustine Church, he took the vicarage and turned it into a secondary school. I can't remember the name, if it was St. Augustine's College or whatever it is, because he saw the need for secondary education. I would like you to come in and confirm it for me. I only remember it after I heard you made mention. And then I said, oh, yes, this was Llewellyn Armstrong, that was St. Augustine, who also married a lady from St. Helens, where he was priest of St. Augustine. All right, we can go into a debate. Now, I clear that in, and I'm hoping that...
But what you want him to do, just confirm that he did it?
That he...
That he set up this school in the vicarage?
Yeah. Now, we have to debate. There's a debate, I heard the Prime Minister say, and I deal strictly with what she said, and then we should be debating these things. She said she cannot see why people in the opposition should not debate. Now, Dennis, how many opposition legal opposition party we have at present in Parliament?
There's only one opposition in Parliament.
Yeah. There is no opposition party members. They cannot speak on behalf of the voice of the people.
Right.
They are not elected as yet. You agree with me?
I don't agree that they can't speak on behalf of the people, because they have supporters that they have to speak on behalf of, and that's the people. If you're saying they do not have a voice in Parliament, they do not have a voice in Parliament. But here's the thing. Before you run down the road and pelt the ball clean over my head, let me stop you there.
Yeah.
When an election is called, Parliament has usually been dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. When Parliament is dissolved, they're just political parties. And that is the point at which debates are usually held. So there is nobody legally in Parliament when debates are usually held in a general election. What you have are candidates from parties vying for public attention.
Mm.
So that's why to say there's only one party in Parliament, at the moment, there is no representative for that constituency. And therefore, it is open to anyone who wants to represent the constituency to make their case to the constituents in whatever way they choose to do.
Good. Now, here we go again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, why the election was called?
Well, I can't ask that. The only person who can answer that is the Prime Minister. You're asking the wrong body.
Again,
it was called to fill a seat, a vacancy.
I tell you that we're going down the road of trying to find out all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 2018, we had a representative who went against the vote. You could recall what the returning officer usually said. This person, I'm calling the name, but we know who we are speaking of, has been duly elected to serve in the parish of so-and-so.
The constituency, not parish.
The constituency of so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was being done. Therefore, when we look now in general terms, who was then the leader of the party, came to the public and told the public they need a mandate and she was given a mandate that has never, ever been done in the whole of Barbados to receive all 30 seats. Now, could you please tell me, after having all these 30 seats, why would you want to have a Labour leader who is already inside the upper house, who will be carrying out the same thing that is being the watchdog on behalf of the workers? Now, let me ask you another question in completion. If I went and put Juicy Company in court, and when I get to court, and I had heard you, Dennis Johnson, as my lawyer, and I saw Dennis Johnson on behalf, still appear on behalf of Juicy Company, and he wanted to appear on behalf of me, what do you call that?
Sir, I will tell you again, right, that I am not a good cricketer. I will admit that is not my specialty. I don't play sport well. But one thing I know is when somebody is trying to campaign on the sly. And every time you try to either pull aside the representation of members of the workers' union, whether it is this current general secretary, the last one, or the one before that, this station has fallen into trouble. Right? Because no matter how you sling the ball, if it goes through, somebody takes offense. So I will put my bat over my shoulder and walk back to the pavilion on that one, because I can't answer that question for you. Have a good morning. WhatsApp message says, I have a concern, the Public Workers Credit Union, asking all members to come in and update their details in light of COVID and the push towards online. I called to find out if I could scan the information and email it. I was told I have to bring in the information or send someone with the information. I visited the branch yesterday. I left because I am not standing in a line for an hour to give the credit union information that they want. That is a waste of my time. The credit union needs to get with the times. I have updated information for other institutions and have submitted online. I am a member of the credit union. I took my information in. I did not have to stand in line. I informed the guard what I wanted to do, and he told me that I would have to see the receptionist, which is not the line that, you know, people would go to if they wanted to transact other business. So that entire process took less than 10 minutes. Here's what's interesting about it, though, and I will make that comment in light of what you said. Having been asked to bring in the information, here's what was done. My ID was photocopied. My information, the proof of address, etc., was photocopied on paper. I was given the paper and asked to take it to another building to give it to another receptionist. Now, in light of COVID and online, would it not be easy to do what just what you suggested, which was scan the document? So you verify you've seen it, you've scanned it, and sent it to the other building electronically, where it would go to my files. Because I think to ask me to bring in information to put on paper so you could put it in a paper file somewhere when you're talking about going online seems kind of counterproductive to me. But I'm just saying, that's what happened. But it didn't take long. I didn't have to stand outside in the line for the hour. There were people standing in line waiting to go to do monetary transactions. But that particular transaction took less than, is it 5 minutes, 7 minutes, if that long, from start to finish. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Can I ask you a question, kind sir?
Certainly.
What? Which credit union are you a member of so I can come and stand by the door of the top seat to get your nation?
Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union Limited, Belmont Road. I could tell you people have stood with Totsies next to me. That ain't mean I put anything in it other than good morning. Because I am suspicious of people standing with Totsies. I'm also suspicious of people standing outside to see if you go to the ATM to ask you for a donation when you come out.
I heard.
Why does your people want to know my business? I have no business, you know. I could tell people anything about me because, you know, my life is an open book. You can't put nothing on social media about me that I know. So go right ahead.
The better guest is, I don't want to use the word burger, and this character, my name was Mike, so once I didn't buy something, I did a lot of money. So when I came back out, he said, once I buy something, he said, don't tell me about the money. That's a bad, you have to buy something, or take up. So I gave him $5, and he went and bought something to eat.
Oh, you got money in the tot. $5? You're doing well, man. Oh, that's no. Because you don't pay bus fare.
Yeah. So, two things I want to talk about. I heard Ambassador Thompson talking about the things the Barbados Party did on Sunday. Right? And there are other things that they did or they didn't do that they should have done. Right? Now, there was a time I used to support the Democrat Labor Party. They can't do no wrong for me. But you do to my attention certain things. And they look and they say, no, son, it's my right. I have always said, any parent that truly loves a child, when that child is wrong, you discipline the child. Mm-hmm. You don't give that child the impression that it is right when it is totally wrong. Mm-hmm. And I have lived with that throughout my life, especially since he taught me. I became very critical, and you can testify to this, of the Democratic Labor Party. Because I support you doesn't mean I have to keep silent when you're doing nothing. I remember the St. John Polyclinic in times of plenty, and someone told the people in St. John, ask me to vote for me, I will finish it. That was not mentioned. I remember the QEH on an almost deathbed. Couldn't get worse. Fierce people were getting operations in San Juan in less than a week. Nothing was done, but money was spent to make criminals comfortable. And when I talk about radio, when I spoke about it on radio, people said, "Go up with this idea." If you didn't do something to go in jail, you won't go worry about how many in the cell. And the thing that hurt me, some of those same suffering people whose taxes were being paid is to finance all of that. Now, this thing about debating, to me, this is my interpretation of it. Mine, I don't know about anybody else's. It's all about who can out-talk the next person. To me.
It's you cannot what?
Some people. Huh? That what?
You say, is it because what? People do what? Because people come up?
Who can out-talk the next person who is most impressive in their delivery? Now, a lot of people see me and maybe they're right and say that I'm an almighty person. Right? Yes, maybe I'm almighty. But a lot of people don't realize that if you are in trouble and I can assist you, I'd be the first to do it. Let's say go to grow to get above change. You know, and I have come to realize a lot of psychology is using them. When you meet the person, you say, good morning, sir, how are you? I want that. I can't get straight like that. Because you want to get me in the kind of frame of mind now and get me cooled down that when I get there now, I forget and they go up on a different thing. That's me. I know about anybody. Somebody using a psychology.
Sir, let me say this to you. A debate is not about who could out-talk or anyone. It's about a presentation of ideas and thoughts in an understandable manner. Being able to respond to questions, even if you find the question to be disconcerting or unnecessary. People have raise their stakes, let me put it that way, when they handle debates in a decent manner. I have often said on this program, and I believe deep in my heart, that schools should have debating societies They should have students' councils. They should have prefect bodies, because these organizations, just like Scouts and Guides and the other 4-H movement, all these organizations teach children skills that they need in life. Working with people, coming up against differences of opinion, arriving at a consensus, arguing their points of view strongly but respectfully, and it teaches them discipline. That's my belief, and I will go to my grave holding on to that. Some of the things we see today with children pulling knives at one another and resorting to violence is because those aspects of their school life have been not paid as much attention to as whether they get grade ones or twos. Yes, sir.
Now, there's two short things I want to say. One, in response to what you just said, and I was right to elect on because you sent me right, but I still got my belief on it. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I remember a saint at NTW in the office saying that diplomacy is telling a person to go to hell in such a way that they look forward to the threat.
I saw that too.
So I am not saying that you're wrong. Yes, I agree with you. Next thing, I hear this talk about creating jobs. You send home thousands of people. Thousands. I know you bring back. I don't know if you send people who were sent home by among those who are being brought back, a few hundred. And you want to give me the impression now that you're creating jobs? Huh? I am not going to feel good till I see that cabinet reduced from the 28 to about 12. I am not. Have a nice day, Dennis.
You too, sir. Before we go to the break, the WhatsApp messenger says to me it's because the guard recognized me, maybe. No, I went to the guard and I asked what was the procedure. Now, the person has told me that they've been to a different branch. So I suppose different approaches, different branches, different number of people there to see to your needs. I don't know what the situation is like at the branch that you went to. Maybe there is no receptionist, or maybe the people who handle the cash transactions are the same ones who handle the non-financial transactions, which is a matter of organization and management. And the response, depending on the place that you've been to. I hope they're listening, and I hope they take what you say to heart, because depending on where you go to, apparently the experience is different. Brass Dax, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Johnson.
Morning, sir.
How are you?
I am all right.
Okay, sir. I want to say when you retired, I would like if you can come back and work a couple of days, not every day, but I think, boy, you would be missed. Mr. Johnson, I missed the opening of this morning, Brad, because I was cross dealing with my animals. But I want to tell you, Mr. Johnson, when you retire, please come back and work a couple of days. I'm asking you that. I hear you keep saying recently you are doing 26 years. Pardon me?
I winding down.
I know that. I can pick it up. But please, come back.
Sir, I have to tell you, I took this. It was enjoyable. I still enjoy doing it a lot. But I can tell you, it weighs on you after a while, because there are things that you would like to see change that haven't changed. Yes. There are people that you would like to be able to address some of the concerns that they have and you can't. And I find more and more today, people seem to want to have someone champion their cause. And that's, I can't do it. And that's why I made the comment earlier today about organizations that don't seem to do what they're supposed to do and what people do to them after. For example, you had Mr. Malcolm Gibbs Tate and the Barbados Association of Consumer Organizations, BARCO, whatever it was called. It may have called it the wrong name. And people kept saying, oh, it's a one-man operation, but there was nobody else stepping forward and saying, we're part of this organization, okay?
Yeah.
Or we're going to take up the mantle. You had other organizations. You had, for example, the one fighting the Clico thing, and they became one person.
Right? Yeah.
Someone called recently when David was talking to about persons who were supporting small shareholders. He asked the gentleman if it was now a one-man operation. And somebody called and said, oh, we nominate Ms. Fowler. Now, who says that Ms. Fowler is a shareholder? Who says she wants to fight? But because she was there in the Clico thing, someone is going to jump up and say, put her. Now, if she goes forward, people are going to say, oh, every minute Ms. Fowler saying anything.
Yeah.
Take Ms. Marianne Redmond, who is head of an organization for teachers. You hear her voice when there are issues with teachers. What people say? Well, why is she here teaching? Every minute she's talking. So it comes down to people saying they want somebody to represent them. And when somebody steps forward, everybody steps back and starts throwing stones at the person. I have watched it happen to our moderators.
Yes.
Even the new ones and the young ones.
Yeah.
They come forward, they put forward ideas, they engage the public, and they say, yeah, okay, new voice, we like them. And 2 weeks later, the stones start. You sell out, you're on this side, you're on that side, you're talking all the time. It's a difficult thing to manage, sir. So sometimes you just step back, you clear your head, and I will listen. I will listen. I'll see what happens.
No, there are three things. I'm going to be brief with them.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to see the police do something about it. I am a driver, and I don't know where we pick up this dirty habit from. I am seeing motorists stopping at the pedestrian crossing and allowing people to exit the vehicle, which I think that isn't right. What you should do, pull to the left, the right, allow the person to disembark the car, and then you travel on. Let them cross
on their own.
Another thing that I am seeing it, I do not let out nobody from side roads. I am seeing tinted windows and a car pushing its front out in the road.
Yeah.
I want to make contact. If you even want me to allow you to come out, I don't have a problem as a motorist. But I ain't letting nobody in the tinted cars come out, because the next thing off, there's an accident now. You can be arguing with me. I can be arguing with you. We ain't making I don't want to see who in the car, because like the figure you interested in who you got in the... Isn't that... I want to make contact with the driver.
Correct.
Yeah. That I can see your face. Either you're going to allow me to come out, or you aren't going to allow me to come out. And I don't know where we're picking up these dirty habits from. I do not allow nobody to come out from a side road that I see a window tinted.
Because you can't see the driver and the intent. So we have some bad habits on the road, and they're getting worse. That's the truth. But
my main thing, you see what you just said about going forward, and then there's only your one? As I told you the last time we spoke, I deal with the barrels. That is my life.
Yep.
And I am not going... I pay attention to every single thing that goes on with that work, because I know the pros and cons of it, because I was in it for years.
I'm glad you went back to that, because after you made the contribution, there were some WhatsApp messages about the situation with barrels on the port and people making allegations about drivers taking things out of their barrels, and they're not confident with this new system that any and everybody can go to clear their barrel. It has to be done by special people. So this whole issue with barrels on the port, you will have to have more agitation, more public responses, and an attempt to assist the public in how best to maneuver this new recommendation or this new regulation about clearing barrels from the port. Yes, sir.
I want to make it clear. I deal above board, because this is my business. This is my livelihood. So I don't cut corners with it, because I often say I can face any customer who I deal with. Because recently, as last month, I cleared some barrels for a lady. I took it by her around 9 o'clock the night time, because I beat late work. Because when you're a self-employed, you have to think
different. You set your own time.
Of course. So So just as I delivered that, I went to Black Rock to do another one. And I came home, and I got home. My phone rang. I answered the phone. She said, I missed something out of my barrel. I said, what do you miss? You know the fire sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Man, I had one of them in my barrel. I had two, and I missed one. I said, lady, why don't you take time and look in your barrel for your fire stick? I said, first thing, I don't want your fire stick. And if it was taken away by customs, they will give me mm-hmm. a withheld certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Or contraband. They will give me a certificate. I will have to sign it and bring it for you to let you see that it is held by customs. She wasn't even aware of that. Anyhow, she called me back within 10 minutes. She said, Mr. Holder, I want to apologize to you. I'm sorry. It's in my sheet. She had it rolled up in a sheet.
So you see those are the things.
You know, my reputation would have gone down the line.
Yeah, but see, you see, and this is the what you've just said, right, is the key to why we're having the issues we're having in Barbados. When people import things into Barbados and they conceal the importation by wrapping it up in things, putting things in boxes that are supposed to have tissue, wrapping it up in sheets, you know, putting it in car parts. You see, it starts with the little things and then it expands to the bigger things.
Yeah.
And it is one of the it is one of the sad cases about what's happening in our country. What's happening with our ports of entry and why we end up in the situation in which we end up, sir. And it is up to people like you, those who deal in your business, to make people aware that these things are some of the things that cause customs to, and let me use the quote they use, dig up in my things.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because if you're going to bring fire sticks in and wrap it up in sheets and put it in pillowcase and, you know, you're going to put yourself in the situation where customs are going to dig up in new things.
Yeah.
And if not customs, yes, customs somewhere else.
The reason why I deal above board and I deal straight with people up front, they like to carry your name down the road. They like to destroy your reputation.
It will happen. Yeah.
And I want to say, I have been in this business now, this is 20 years I have been doing it. I had ups and downs, but I was determined to make it work.
Okay.
Right now, I'm training my daughter. Because one day, the old boy have to step aside.
Hey, look at that. See? You understand. So I thank you for your contribution. And as always, keep pressing on. I will take your advice to heart. And thank you for it. The WhatsApp message here says, can you tell me who monitors the quality of the gas we get in Barbados, or even if it is monitored? Gas prices fluctuate, but some gas stations give you more mileage than more miles. My needle goes to the same point at all stations, but the mileage differs significantly. Can someone explain why it is? I asked Mr. McDonald of the company responsible for importing about the quality testing, and they quality tested at several levels, I was informed. Prior to coming into Barbados, they're given tests, they know the quality, the octane levels, etc. When it comes into Barbados, there's a sample done as well of it. This has been put on the table before, and they're going to put it on the table again. And since Google is popular and people know how to Google, please Google reed vapor pressure, RV. RVP determines the rate at which gasoline is prepared for cold climates or hot climates, because all liquids boil and freeze at some point. So if gasoline is being prepared to go to countries where the temperature is minus 20, the RVP is set at a certain level. In certain places, that is legislated in the United States, for example. If it's going to a hot climate, the RVP changes, and that too is legislated. Because you will appreciate that if you prepare gasoline for a cold climate, where you're stopping it from freezing at a certain temperature. If you send it to a hot climate, it will vaporize. What we need to find out is if there's a RVP for Barbados, and if we get regular gasoline that the RVP is standard, or whether from time to time we get gasoline that's prepared for a cold climate, but we get it into Barbados because we can get it in cheaply, and because of our temperature, the gasoline does not last as long as one that's prepared for a hot climate. That's the question. And that's the question that's been posed before. And the answer I was given at the time I posed it was, I asked him about industry secrets, and RVP don't matter. So you could take that as an answer or not. I have heard that on more than one occasion. People have asked about calibration of pump. People have asked about whether to put gas in your car in the morning when it's cool, or in the afternoon when it's hot, and all those things. And whether the girls tiffin, and all those things have been said about gasoline in Barbados. And somebody tells me I am naive in believing what I said, that debates and political speeches are about who can talk pretty and who can tell the most believable lies. I was not talking about political debates. I was talking about debates in general, which is why I talk about having debate in societies, in schools. As always, be careful with what I say. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello. 434-1790, Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
This is Muhammad Nasser.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I am all right, sir, and you?
And the family all good?
They're good.
Good, okay. I discovered lately, sir, when I'm on the radio talking to the moderators, they're always talking about talk. Mr. Johnson, you know that the world functions on talk. You agree that?
To a point.
To any point. Everything starts, even God starts with a talk. When we want to change government, it is talk. When we want to improve the lives of people, it is talk. Doctors want to operate, it is talk. Everything that is done in the world, the bar bill at 747 instead of 707 is talk. Everything in the world, somebody get an idea, and then they have to have a discussion with it, and it generates into productivity or its kick side, whatever they feel like doing. Why I'm saying this is, white people believe that, by the way, in America now, it is their talk. In St. George, it is their talk. White people believe that they must try to convince people that they must not talk. We cannot get action before you get talk, Mr. Johnson. What's your opinion on that?
Sir, the problem is twofold. The problem, number one, is who is talking. Problem number two is what they're saying.
Right.
And
no.
That will always cause conflict. Always.
No. That's what I want to hear you say you just said. There was a man, or there is a man, I will be still alive, that used to do a talk show host in Australia. He used to get about $1.3 or something million dollars a year talking. And then some company, I understand, that used to put a lot of pressure on, pay him not to talk, and he lose his job. No, in other words, he should have keep talking and don't take the money for talking, and he would still have had his job. What I'm saying in this country is, how do we believe that we are going to change our people unless you keep talking? Anybody say things that is foolish, you, Mr. Johnson, with your knowledge and your field, would say, well, Nasser, you know, I don't see it that way, but that's all right, but that's talk. And I, my knowledge and my field would say, don't see it the way you say it either. How are you going to change a world without talk? When the people decide to go to Africa and slave and capture up here and bring them down and slave, they started to talk. The change in Barbados, from the injustice system in Barbados, you have to talk and talk and talk. People would curse you, people would like you, but eventually it either will succeed or it will fail. But nobody knows that but the creator of the universe. What is wrong? Why the radio station, especially NASA, every time I come on radio, they try to find ways of me to say if they could stop. I hear you talk, not you alone, the others talk to about all kind of things, as far as I'm concerned, I talk. But when NASA come in to talk, because I'm directly on a particular subject, and I'm not going to change from that, this seems to be afraid to listen to what I'm saying. They don't curse people. They don't beat people. They only speak the truth. And, you know, last night was for me. I said, you know, something I was talking about something very important. And Corey basically cut it, even though he said he would agree with it and he would be a part of it. A simple thing I was talking about, where a man in Barbados has called me and decided that he's going to put 1,400 square feet and 2,700 square feet of covered space available to anybody in Barbados who want to get into the manufacturing of furniture. And he said further than that, he will supply all the money to get the equipment they need, and he would assist them with the finance to get going. But he needs no money at all out of it. Now, that come because of talk, Mr. Johnson. Because of talk, he called me to let me know that he's prepared to do that. And in talking, I want to say further, I ask him a lot of other black people in Barbados who has resources not to throw away the money, not to decide they don't want about anything, because they should get about something, but to start mobilizing some of the resources and start doing things to get some more people back into skills and industry to stop this crime and murder and suicide that we have in Barbados. All that is only talk, Mr. Johnson. Because after talk, you get action. The reason why everybody like you on the radio, and up to yesterday, a man that called me first time saying you're the best thing on the radio, is because of your ability to talk, Mr. Johnson. You like to comment on anything just say, don't mind.
Sir, what I will tell you is that it's a two-edged sword, because the same people who say Hail Hosanna on Sunday say crucify you on Friday. It don't take that long. Once, sir, in this business, and you know this well enough, you see the talk that you're telling me about?
Yeah.
Just this morning, I came to work, and I got a letter sitting on my desk. I pick up the letter on my desk. Mm. Gary Husbands, now Mohammed Nasser and you, it in front of me. It's talk on the radio. When he was this, I had a truck, and he do me that. And he pay me on Friday with a check that I can't change. And so all kind of things about what you did or did not do, and that you're talking now, and you didn't help people. Hold on. The point I am making is this. Don't jump up to defend it. The point I'm making is this. The same way that you talk about the things that you've done, the people you've assisted, and there are those who've come on radio and say so too, and send letters supporting it too. There are others who say, this is my experience, don't pay you no mind, and they would say what they say to their people. So, and this is what, as you say, talk does. So you have to either one, always, you always have to protect your reputation. You also sometimes have to respond to the criticism. And there are times that you have to decide, is my talk reaching the people I want to reach? And how can I change my approach to try to reach them? And what has happened a lot. It has happened a lot. It is happening with the world. I will give you an example again. Ansa McCall Group will host One Caribbean, One Future, One Yard, a benefit concert. What they want to do is to try to get access to remote learning for every child in the Caribbean, because they say it's now the new normal for students to be able to work from home. Here's the challenge with this. If you do not have parents who know how to operate the systems, if you do not have the wherewithal to have Wi-Fi in your house, electricity in your home, and outlets for your children to learn, and if you can't master this new craft, what are you going to do with equipment, right? Now, you, having worked in one area and having had people sit, can show them the skills you've learned and pass those skills on. And skills are important. More and more, people are beginning to realize you need skills as well as book learning, if you want to call it that, in today's environment. But sir, it is how you get the message across that people are stumbling on because they're not accustomed to it.
Mr. Johnson,
yes, sir.
People must not be accustomed to things. The truth is that Sir Gary Sobers, the greatest cricketer that ever lived, had made a knock once or twice in his life.
A couple of times.
Arrow, the greatest cricketer that ever, that batsman that ever lived, make a not once or twice in his life.
Correct.
You cannot tell me that Gary Sobers is not a super human being. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me that Lara is not the greatest cricketer, the greatest batsman that the world ever produced. Mm-hmm. You really believe, Mr. Johnson, that anybody, including me, the poor fella that talked about the truck or who it be, because I don't know who you're talking about anyway. But I can tell you this. There are very few businessmen in Barbados that I write a check that won't bunk sometimes. And sometimes when they get bumped, the money is in the bank too. You were a banker. You know about that, right? There are very few businessmen that don't go up on a Friday and beg Ben had bank managers, God wanted to got them now, to give me some raises this week and hold this check for me till next week. That is normal. So that is
that's business.
When somebody thought that foolishness, you think that could compromise, that could compete with the tremendous contribution to this country? I bet that guy that tell you that foolish and I bet you everything he learned. Because I never let a poor boy you're going to write a check for it. If I write any check for any poor boy and then return to Aaron, I might write one for
so I didn't tell you he said return, you know. He said you write it on Friday when you can't go to the bank. So look, Mr. Nasser, let me tell you, okay? Whenever anybody speaks of their accomplishments, I usually say one of the problems we have is that success is a bad word. Sometimes it hits you where it hurts. You have to be careful of how you deliver the message. That's what I was saying. Because sometimes, yeah, it turns people off. I there's a regular contributor to this program who perhaps talks as much as anyone else. But when he hears anybody talking, he writes talk for about 26 lines and hits send on the WhatsApp. And this is someone who talks quite regularly on subjects that are important to them. It's what we hear. No, you say, it's what is heard. This is Dr. Brass Stacks.